Yes, 107.7, the sound that sets you free. And as I mentioned in the beginning, in the intro of the show, we said something about the Labor Department. With us, we have Tebo Kutuka. He's an inspector and he's got different titles also there. Hello, sir, and welcome on Casey. How are you?
I'm cool. And how are you doing, man?
I'm always fine, always
Thanks
fine.
Thanks for having me here.
Okay, introduce yourself. What's your different titles that you have at the Labor Department?
My name is Tebo Kutuka, and I'm the Principal Inspector at the Provincial Office, Department of Employment and Labor. I'm also the Child Labor Ambassador.
Okay, let's start by the beginning. What you are doing at schools. Now, what are the objectives, of the educational sessions on child labor in the Western Cape?
I think... Let's first understand what child labor is, because people do not really understand this concept. I know, you know, in many of the schools that we went to, they said, "Wow, it's only when we hear about this thing on TV and all the stuff." So we have never thought that this thing is closer to home. Child labor is any work, any form of work that is detrimental or that puts at risk the physical or the psychological or the well-being of a child, and the work that does not enable a child to go to school. We refer to that as child labor. Remember, we have child work and child labor. And if you look at things like at home chores, you will have acceptable chores and unacceptable chores. If I could make an example, withholding or not allowing a child to go to school just because he has to look after the young ones, that is referred to as child labor. It's a nice chore. It's acceptable, but because it's a barrier. It's now preventing a child from going to school. The fact that it does not allow a child to go to school is now categorized or classified as child labor. So we then felt that in South Africa, the Bill of Rights has rights of children and their responsibilities. And some of those rights is to be in a happy family and is to be protected and not be exposed in an environment that is harmful to him. So as parents, we have a responsibility to protect our children, both at home, outside, and also at school, between church and even at work, for that matter. So it's very much important that children become aware of their rights and also their responsibilities. And one of those rights is to education. You know, they have to learn. So we're going out there to create awareness to those children so that they know their rights. So when they get abused, when they get exploited, when they get into an environment that is posing danger to them, when they are in an environment that is not favorable for them, they need to shout out. Because remember, we are not everywhere. We cannot know all these things. So one of the ways to ensure that we prevent and eliminate child labor is to create awareness, not only to children, but to educators as well, to normal workers at school, to NGOs, CPOs, and even labor organizations that will attend. Because everybody is accepted. Because remember, the concept or the elimination of child labor is not only a government issue. It's a societal issue. So you need all stakeholders that have a vested interest in this thing to be involved in ensuring that we eliminate child labor in South Africa.
And you mentioned something about also the labor issue about kids, children. What's the age limit? Till what age can you say this is not the child labor anymore?
Okay, remember the Constitution of South Africa classifies a child as anything below 18 years. But now the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, Section 43, says a child less than 15 years of age is not supposed to be working. Now, because that's a school leaving age, beyond or above 15 years is a school leaving age. So those ones between 15 and 18 are allowed by the South African Schools Act to leave school and to seek work if possible. And the basic concept of Employment Act also allows that by saying, especially in sectors like agriculture, that they are allowed. There are certain provisions, specific provisions that talks to children as compared to normal workers. You know, so when you employ a child between age of 15 to 18 years of age, there is a certain limitations in terms of the hours of work that the child must spend, and there is a certain rate per hour that you have to pay to that child. So your children are also allowed in performing arts. When they appear on TV, they are going to be performing drama, whatever. We have a sectoral determination called Sectoral Determination 10, which is performing arts, where children are allowed to work only on condition that they obtain a permit from the Labor Department. So you have those dynamics when it comes to a public policy around children. So is that because in terms of states, SA, we have noted that most children are leaving school just at the age of 15 and above. And then the assumption is that if they're leaving school at that age, where are they going? Especially in agriculture, where are they going? So we're following up on that just to check where are these guys going? Are they going to work and all stuff? Do they understand their rights and do they understand their responsibilities? We need to create more awareness on this thing just to ensure that children stay at school.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned something also about agriculture, and there's sometimes a big problem there because the parents will tell the kids or whatever, listen, you must come and work with me. Those kids are from 13, 14. You must come and work with me to add something to the house. So how do one handle that?
Look, there are a number of issues that the labor or employment laws are looking at, because one of the reasons or one of the things or factors that are perpetuating child labor is an issue of decent work, is an issue of unemployment, is an issue of poverty, is an issue of inequality in society. To get my point, if a parent is not paid a decent salary, then there is a high possibility that he will recruit any member of the family to join hands in ensuring that at least they do have a decent salary. They do have what we call the living wage. So children are also roped in that kind of a situation because parents are paid peanuts. They do not have a decent salary. So in order to ensure that there is at least something, you know, that is decent at home, they then also ask their children to come to leave school and join because they do not have enough money to feed the family. So that's one of the things. So we have what you call the national minimum wage in South Africa today, just to ensure that there is a bar, you know, there is a bar where employees cannot be paid. And you understand that now the rate per hour now in South Africa is 27.58. You know, we're saying there is no worker that must be below that. It's just the beginning. It's just the foundation just to ensure that workers are not exploited. So it's one of those. So even if children go to work between the age of 15 to 18, they cannot be paid less than that. That's a national minimum wage in South Africa. You know, there's a huge outcry when it comes to that. You know, employers are complaining that they cannot afford it. But it's just the way. You have heard what the DA was saying. They are saying the reason why we do not have employment in South Africa because we're paying high salaries in South Africa. And one of the ways for them to create employment is just to lower the minimum wage. We're trying from this side to ensure that there's decent salary. And some, there are some people that said, but that is too much, you know. So we're trying to do that. So if we ensure that there's a decent salary at home, at least the parent or even parent, both parents can be able to feed the family and allow children to go to school.
And what are the consequences if we don't apply or we don't go with this rule that you say that this must be done at a farm or at a home or at a shop or wherever? Or a parent, even me, if I
child, say child labor is a criminal issue in South Africa. If you exposing children to child labor, because remember there's different categories or different forms of child labor, and actually worst forms of child labor, you slavery, child trafficking, those are forms of child labor. Exposing or recruiting children and to take part in criminal acts, you know, to rob and do what just to get money, you know. That's a criminal element. So that is punishable in South Africa, you know. So you will go in jail if you're exposing children to child labor.
You're busy with the Labour Department is busy with a campaign where children specifically is involved. Tell us more about that campaign, please.
As I'm saying, we're busy with advocates. Remember 2022, there was a global conference at Durban ICC, which ended out with what we call Durban Call to Action. It was actually advocating for all stakeholders to go out and do something in eliminating child labor, not only in South Africa, but all over the world. But because South Africa is a signatory into the ILO Convention on Child Labor, so they also have a responsibility to put measures in place in ensuring that we eliminate child labor. And that includes having policies around this issue. We have heard me talking about the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. You have heard me talking about the Trafficking Act. You have heard me talking about the National Minimum Wage. So all those pieces of legislation are trying to ensure that there's a decent work in the workplace. There is a decent salary. There is no child labor.
Mm-hmm. If I want to be a whistleblower, if I see these things happening around me, where can I report it to?
If you go to our website, by just punching Department of Labor, Cape Town, Department of Labor, Provincial Office, Western Cape, they will pop up. There will be numbers popping up. And I can also leave my number for whoever that wants to blow a whistle for anything around child labor or child trafficking. And my number is 082-789-4749. It's 082-789-4749. And that will come directly to me as a child labor champion.
Thanks again. Anything in closing, sir?
We've been at schools from Monday until today. We have been at the Dorrance. We've been to Ceres on Tuesday. Yesterday, we were at Ceres Bella Vista High School. Yesterday, we were at Paulo Jobet Secondary. And today, tomorrow, we'll be at Desmond Tutu High. So we are trying to call out to everyone to join us in ensuring that we eliminate child labor. As I said, this is not only an issue for government. It can only not be resolved by only government putting measures in place. This is a societal issue. We need everybody to join hands in ensuring that we eliminate child labor and ensuring that our children go to school and ensuring that we are allowing children to be children.
Mm-hmm. Sir Tebo Kutuka, we thank you for this information. It's very valuable, and I know that we will adhere. And I said also, if there's any whistleblowers, if you see any of these things, you're more than welcome. His number is here by me, and if you want any information, you can also I'll give you a number to him, and you can talk to him. Thanks again for all the valuable work that you're doing amongst our children and also at the Department of Labor. Thanks again.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I just so wish that people can head the call and come and join us. I'm talking to our communities. I'm talking to our families and talking to everybody close to us, because they usually say the strength of the crocodile is in the river. So we start at home.
Thanks again. Be safe.
Yes, ma'am.